Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Quity Industries India Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, etc., whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhatelia, Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good morning and welcome all to the Quity Industries Limited fourth quarter and FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Private Limited. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Sushil Mehta, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Shashank Jakhanwala, Group CFO. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Sushil for his opening remarks, post which we shall begin the Q&A. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you for joining our earnings call for the fourth quarter and the financial year ending 2021-22. Before I begin talking about company, I extend my greetings and good wishes to all family members and wish all of you a very good health. As you must have noticed from the performance, last year was a challenging time for company. Challenges continued during Q1 of the current year. On April 28, a major fire broke down at our Pithampur plant, impacting company's operations. Fire was confined to finished goods and raw material stocks. With outstanding effort and commitment of company personnel, aided by exemplary efforts of fire department, it was contained in time and manufacturing plant area was saved from any damages. Company's manufacturing was restored and the very same day. However, to make it fully functional, it is taking little time. Company plants and stocks are adequately insured and process of insurance claim and its settlement are in process. During Q4, company improved its sales. All businesses segment registered growth on a year-on-year basis and quarter-on-quarter basis. Total volume for Q4 was 11,120 metric ton against 9,464 metric ton in the Q4 financial year 2021. In the last financial year, the management has put up strong focus on quality and efficiency improvements, which will have positive impact in coming quarters. The company undertook CapEx of approximately 30 crores in the past financial year for enhancing its capacity and product range. This range will get introduced in coming quarters with better range and SKU for BP and column pipes and our plans to aggressively focus in these business segments. We should reduce impact of agri business cycle and anticipate better value addition going forward. Now I hand over to Mr. Shashank Jakhanwala, our CFO, to give you financial highlights.
Thank you very much, Chairman sir, for updating everyone on the performance of the company during the last quarter and during the year, financial year 2021-22. I once again welcome everyone to this con call of Quity Industries India Limited. Let me take you through the key financial performance of our company on a consolidated basis. The operational income for the fourth quarter was 159 crore rupees, which increased by 27% year-on-year and 34% quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA for the quarter was 3.2 crore rupees, which decreased by about 77% year on year, 67% quarter on quarter, with EBITDA margins of 2.01%. The company during this period reported a net loss of about 2 crore rupees. For the financial year ended 22, the operational income stood at 545 crore rupees, which decreased by 7.6% year on year. EBITDA stood approximately at rupees 39 crore rupees, which decreased by around 43% year on year, and the margins were reported at 7.14%. Net profit for the financial year was about rupees 20 crore rupees, while the PAT margins stood at 3.65%. Thank you very much once again, and I would now like to open the floor for questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Rahul Jain with Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. One, sir, we missed the initial commentary, so probably there was some disconnection or the voice we lost. So pardon me if I'm asking a question where the initial commentary may have already mentioned about it. So one, on the existing results which you have reported, on the gross margin side, we have reported one of the lowest gross margins in last 15-16 quarters. So if you could explain, typically, is there some inventory loss, to what extent that inventory loss is, and how do we look forward? And we have seen, what is the best way to look at the gross margins going ahead, considering the volatility in PVC prices? That is number one.
Okay. Should I answer, or you are asking another question before that?
So, as you wish, can I ask the further questions, or?
I'll answer this question. You see, if you look at last quarter Q4, the company was able to increase its sales in all the business segments and product segments, including each state where we operate. However, our carry forward inventory and the import material which was arriving, which was booked earlier, was at a much higher price as compared to what was the operating prices in India for raw material, because of sudden fall in prices post end November till February. And this has impacted the erosion of value of stocks, which has impacted our performance during the quarter. If I look at the operating basis on day-to-day raw material prices basis, for us, the gross margins were very well intact, and we were able to operate at higher level of sales with better value addition than what was done last year. But for this trading loss, we would have been on a more healthier position.
And what could that loss be, sir, if you could just quantify?
The loss is, you could say, continuous material coming in and selling. So overall, you cannot just give a figure to it, but I would say we would have shown on an average at least about 4% or 5% minimum extra value addition if we were not losing this kind of trading negative stock value erosion.
Sure. So secondly, in the previous conference which we had spoken about the rural pickup, and you had mentioned in the conference about probably this year, and of course the quarter one of the current year FY23, given the situation at that point of time, you had mentioned that it is possible that we may touch the FY quarter one of FY20 revenues, that is June 19 revenues, which were around 225 crores. So as we speak today, how is the situation with regard to the rural pickup, sir?
You see, the problem this time, we had a fire in our Pithampur plant on 28th of April, as I was telling you in my opening welcome statement. And that had disrupted our operations for some time, though we had restarted our production the very same day. But to get it fully operational after such a major fire was difficult. So it has impacted certainly our performance during month of April onwards in May, which is the main season month. But now fortunately, since whole plant was kept intact, our people were fight out fire well and were able to contain it away from the manufacturing, main manufacturing area. We are hopeful that everything should be streamlined now onwards.
Okay. So you will make some kind of top line in this quarter one, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure. We will definitely, we are hopeful that we should be able to, do our best, that even in the month of June, we are able to do our maximum possible revenue generation.
Okay.
Till April going was good, didn't happen, and again, we are hopeful of improving our numbers.
And the last question, on the building plug side, so our 30 crores capex is done, and we had mentioned in the previous con call that we should be through with all the, you know, the major SKUs in the building product segment, and we should be able to see a good momentum in this particular vertical. And so typically, how do we see at this vertical as we speak today, and for the current year, what kind of incremental revenues are possible given this 30 crores of capex and also the aggressive team addition and distribution network which you have been working upon in last 6 months, specifically for the building product segment?
We have already got most of the molds, as I was telling in our earlier con call, and we have already showing significant growth on the building material month in, month out, and we are on track. So as we had projected, we should be able to do the numbers what we had indicated earlier in terms of our plans for the current financial year. But for a 1 month setback we had because of fire, we are absolutely on track in terms of dealer distribution, product range and product offering.
Sure. Thanks for this, sir. Wish you all the best. Thank you.
We need your good wishes, particularly in these challenging times after what we have faced in April. Right.
Sir, our wishes are always with our company, sir, and the entire team at Kriti. And do take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, my first question is regarding, if I look at our performance vis-a-vis some of our peers, you know, at least the kind of inventory loss that we have seen or gross margin erosion that we have seen, it's significantly higher than even, let's say, somebody like a Phenolex who's majorly in agri pipes, and most of the other guys have not seen such gross margin erosion. Can you elaborate why, like, what did we get so wrong that none of our peers face such gross margin erosion, but we did?
You see, if you remember, in one of the discussions, I had explained that this quarter four, up to February 15, the market was quite sluggish, and all the material which was coming and arriving or we had procured was with us till almost February middle, whereafter the sales really picked up very fast, not only to the offset deficit, but improve our sales for the quarter. So when you have a delayed sales, the margins in a declining market, you would have a greater trading loss generally. So for agriculture, particularly in the areas of our operation, that is where we are strong, we have seen there is erosion in overall sales during that peak period of prices, and thereafter it only picked up towards the lower side of the prices, so there was overall greater trading loss which we had to face.
Okay. Okay. And sir, let's say if we are able to meet our target of whatever 750-800 crores this year, what's the kind of gross margin in a steady state environment that you think we can do?
You see, what we have been seeing that our gross margin per se on a day-to-day raw material price basis are improving because of our ability to fetch right kind of a price positioning in the market. So if we see steady state, we certainly are hopeful that we will be inching from earlier levels of 10 to 11 to 12 to 13 in agriculture segment, and BP should offer us better gross margins as we add on more of BP portfolio along with agriculture sales.
Sir, you said 10 to 11, you are mentioning EBITDA margin, right? Not gross margin.
EBITDA margin. I stand corrected there.
Yeah, yeah. Because gross margin was 15% this quarter, which is the lowest you have done.
Right. I appreciate and I stand corrected.
Sure, sir. And sir, last question is, in terms of CAPEX this year, last year you have done 30 crores. What is the CAPEX guidance for this year?
You see, after this fire episode, we are working out in detail what are our priorities. So we will have to freeze that everything based on our assessment and actual prioritizing our needs, which will take another fortnight for us to get to right numbers and right priorities.
Okay. And sir, all the hiring for BP segment is completed?
Yeah, hiring is completed. Dealership development is on track. And our numbers are also speaking in terms of better performance month in, month out. It's growing well.
So, sir, if you can highlight what is the kind of target you have for BP segment this year? Can we see...
We still maintain what we had told in the earlier year projections, that we would be certainly looking at about 150 crores plus around that number. And this year from BP segment.
Sir, best of luck and good luck to the team.
Thank you so much and we look forward to your good wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dhwani Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. You're able to hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, sir, the first question is, so in one of the interactions that we had in end March, I think we were very buoyant about Q1. And, you know, we were thinking that even on a FY19 basis, we can have a significant growth. Now, with all this fire thing, you know, which has happened, and also understand from industry sources that the PVC prices have been on a declining mode. So, given right. that change in circumstances, shall we be kind of, you know, lowering our expectation in terms of growth for the current quarter, Q1?
For Q1, certainly it will go down for two reasons. One, we had a major setback in terms of fire devastation which happened. And also in addition to that, the price cycle is not very supportive for a very encouraging, robust demand growth. So we have lost some time and we have also a pressure there. And we are doing our best. That was I'll explaining that we are looking forward to June with all aggression because now we are all set for all dispatches and operations.
Okay. So, I mean, is it that, you know, we are kind of intending to do at least FY19 kind of a number, or that would be challenging?
It said that we feel that first quarter will be a little challenging. In my opening remarks also I had said that the challenges have continued in Q1. Of the current year because of disruptions at our end and at the market as well.
Okay. Sir, second question is, so this PVC prices have been very volatile, you know, in last 12 to 18 months, and it keeps on fluctuating and giving rise to trading losses. So, I mean, are there any ways to manage the trading losses better? You know, I mean, how do we kind of ensure that our margins don't get impacted because of that?
You see, there are no easy solutions to this challenge, but what you can only do, you become prudent out of your experience and you try to work out your supply chains better in terms of diversified procurement portfolio and try to develop more of market understanding and projections and be a little on conservative side rather than being very optimistically aggressive side of raw material builder.
Okay. And sir, last question. So, if I read our notes, I think the total loss on account of fire is around 18 crore inventory all put together. So,
right.
On overall scheme of things is not a very large number. So, the disruption that we are talking about is about restarting of the operations bringing back the production back or something else?
You see, when your major area where you operate, including your power lines or your stocks area from where movements take place, they all get disrupted, the working becomes very difficult. You have to re-engineer the whole area for operation and smooth working.
Okay. So that is what has been, what has taken time to kind of reorient
put everything into operative mode.
Okay. All the best, sir. I have more questions. I'll come back in.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So, on the agriculture product side, FY21, we reached almost 43,000 metric tons of sales volume. So, given the way, things are shaping out, especially the impact of fire on our operation, especially during the month of May, we think we'll be able to touch those kind of volume levels in FY23, given Q1 we have seen a setback.
You see, we were all very positive about the Q1 or the year ahead. But first quarter, we had a setback because of our constraints within our system because of the fire. Even market-wise, if you look at it, market didn't open up as we had anticipated. So, we had constraints, but in general, market was also little sluggish during Q1. We are trying our best to make up. And now since raw material prices are coming down, we can only anticipate and see how a farmer will respond to a reduction in overall price point. And every other study which is there is says that economic activity at farm end should be quite encouraging going forward. So our estimations are based on these kind of understanding of market. And we are keeping an optimistic view as far as current status is
concerned. Sure. Because, this should be the third year where, the farmers would be not be buying PVC pipes the way they have been in earlier years. And despite the rainfall being pretty decent across India during the past few years.
What you are saying is absolutely right, and this is what is keeping everyone on a guided mode, because anticipations were always of a very positive outlook. But what we have seen in Q1 is not that aggression or positive outlook of a buyer at a farm gate. So that is where it is something what we must all observe and be oblivious of this reality. However, all the indicators in terms of what you read, in terms of or you when you talk to people or dealers, they have a certainly under current or feeling of a strong conviction that market should be very positive going forward. But let's see how it evolves.
So, sir, secondly, on the building product side, we did almost 50 crore kind of revenues in FY22, and you're guiding for 150 crore kind of revenue and for FY23. So if you can talk about in terms of preparation for this, we are ready with the products. So in terms of distribution, how has that increased on the BP side? And which all states we would be targeting? If you can broadly throw some light on the strategy or on our strategy of going to 150 crore sales in FY 2023 on BP side.
You see, as I had explained just now, that our plans of going out to different states is on as per our initial plan. Again, as I had said, our strength lies in our dealership, which is strong in rural areas, and those areas also consume quite a substantial portion of building material, where the normal requirements is up to 2.5 inches, which is the product range at the moment. So we are encouraging all our rural agri dealers also to start picking up BP. It's not that we are giving to each and every person. We are looking at their capabilities, their willingness, and their ability to take on this product, because it needs little extra efforts in terms of sales and organizing themselves to be successful in selling these products. So we are finding normally about 35 to 40% dealers are able to migrate to selling BP along with agriculture. So that is an edge we have in terms of distribution strength we have. And that's where we are focusing in our already established states, and in new areas, we are already appointed distribution in newer territories, and they are already started becoming active.
Sure. Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Riya Shah from SR Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. So yes. My first question is that building products. So in building products, company has multiple products. But if you could give details about different products, how is the demand in the industry? What are their margins, and how is product acceptability in the market? And also going ahead, what are the plans and targets for different products?
Building products normally have UPVC and CPVC as major product range, because UPVC is used for cold water and CPVC is used for hot water. So we normally find that in building product, the fitting component is much larger as compared to agriculture pipes, because anyway you put a building product, you have a lot of twists and turns when you lay a pipeline. So generally, fitting component offers you better margin as compared to extruded pipe products. And this is where when you go for building product, your EBITDA margin or gross margins go up as compared to what you do in agriculture product. Today, we have a complete range in terms of fittings as well as pipe up to 2.5 inches diameter, which is generally used up to 3 inches. Three-story building or four-story building. Along with that, we have developed column pipes which are used for bore wells, which is generally part of a household, and where we have developed a complete range. Also, you put water tanks which are part of a building product, which is part of our product range. Have I been able to answer your question?
Yes, sir. Understood. Okay. And my second question is on industrial solutions. There has been a decrease in the industrial solution segment over the years. So what is the key reason for this decline in the revenue, and how are we planning to tackle those issues to overcome?
No, we had consciously decided not to focus on industrial solutions, because we, after post-COVID, we are not sure about the general payment cycles, because most of the industrial solution products are going for infrastructure, which are in turn dependent government payments. So as a conscious decision, which I had even shared in earlier earning calls, that we have as an organization will be very watchful and careful in supplying to the EPC contractors products where we are only sure that payment cycles are robust and reliable.
Okay. And currently our business is very cyclical and dependent on agribusiness. So what are the steps that we are taking to decrease the cyclicity of the business, and by when can we see more stable business across four quarters?
You see, as a strategy, company is conscious of the fact that agriculture is cyclic and you have troughs and peaks during the year. That is why we migrated and developed new territories, because in India, the rain patterns offers you different cycles in different territories. So when you enlarge your base in terms of geographical expansion, the cyclic nature is to some extent compensated and peaks and troughs are reduced. Similarly, along with that, as a part of strategy, we went into building materials, which is our focus area now, because building material is a business for most of the months, at least 11 out of 12 months, you have a consistent business cycle. It is not directly impacted by monsoon or pattern of irrigation and cropping. So this is how we wanted to mitigate the seasonality of our business.
Okay, got it, sir. Lastly, how much total capex have we done in these last 5 to 7 years for capacity expansion and maintenance? And on that capex, how much revenue are we expecting?
You see, I would not be able to give you exact figures for last 5 to 7 years, but certainly last year we have done 30 crores of capex from internal accruals to ensure that our building product range is complete and we are able to aggressively pursue our strategy of minimizing seasonal impact.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Somesh Kalani from State Street. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. My first question is, can you give a breakup of distributor across different states and what is the average business done by our distributors?
You see, we have shown that our ranking wise, after Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan used to be the number two states in total value of business. But when I look at Q4, our Maharashtra has become second largest state, after which is Rajasthan. So what I am trying to bring to you, that our business distribution wise, new states are coming up well, even in north and south. MP, Maharashtra, Rajasthan are very much on cards, and overall business growth is as per our plans. Have I been able to answer?
Yeah. Yes, yes. And my second question is, any new clients added in an industrial product side, and who are the key competitors of industrial solution side?
Any new product, can I repeat, get the repeat?
So any new client added in industrial product side?
No, industrial product side, as we had a range of pipes for gas, water, and ducts, that is for optical fiber cables, which are for telecoms. We are very much there in that range, and we are also built up few products for smart city projects, which is still in infancy, which is not really a build up market or ready market. We are working on that.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Dhoni Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, you indicated about this, our ambition of doing 150 crore in building products this year. So, will it largely come from the three major states that we operate in, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan, or a significant part of that will come from newer territories?
No, majority will come from our states where we are strong, because as I said, our strategy is to first focus on our distribution network, which is strong in rural area, where our brand recognition is also quite encouraging. Thus, we are adding new states and areas which will also contribute to the sales, but certainly more sales will come from the states where we are already present and are strong.
Okay. Okay. And sir, so on the building product side, after this 30 crore capex and the kind of sales target that we have for this year,
I'm sure that we would be needing more capacity, you know, to cater for the next year. So are we kind of drawing up plans for that, or are we kind of going to watch out for the market and how it responds and then kind of move on? And then will it also mean that if we wait, then maybe next year we may not be able to tap the full potential of the work that we have done so far?
Well, as I said, we are going to the drawing board to rework certain areas for our immediate priorities in terms of meeting CAPEX or prioritizing CAPEX. More importantly, after this fire episode we have had, so we are on the drawing board and we shall be taking certain views in about fortnight or a month from now. But yes, we had already planned the entire CAPEX requirements for the current financial year and the required range for products which we want to offer to the market. But yes, there is a regular CAPEX is a regular process, but the things are on drawing board at the moment.
Okay, got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Milan Patel, an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My first question is, how is the availability of raw materials in India and abroad? And how much are we procuring from India and abroad? And how is the payment cycle?
You see, mostly this raw material of polymers is sold and transacted on cash basis. Availability for the time being is quite comfortable, both nationally and internationally.
Yeah, and payment cycle?
Payment, as I said, is mostly transacted against cash payment, immediate payment basis.
Sure. And if you could give a breakup of revenues from different states and margins on the same.
As I had explained, our maximum revenues come from Madhya Pradesh, followed by now Rajasthan, Maharashtra, and then Rajasthan.
Okay, and my last question is, how is the expansion plan in Karnataka going on, and when are we entering Karnataka?
You see, entrance and maturity takes a lot of time. We have made a beginning, but if you ask me that are we into Karnataka, I would say we have just made a beginning.
Okay. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta with Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, on the building product side, like have you developed product on CPVC side as well? And, you know, if yes, have you tied up for the raw material there? Because what we have been hearing is that there has been a significant shortage of CPVC in India and as well as globally.
No, as we are quite clearly focused on CPVC because that constitutes a reasonably important segment of the total building material market. And as far as raw material is concerned, we are comfortable, as I had explained earlier also, that most of the raw material suppliers, we have long-term relationships, but we have not zeroed down on a specific company at the moment from which we will have tie-up. We have some very good manufacturers, A-class manufacturers, to whom we source our material.
Sure. And sir, distribution strategy, how many distributors do you plan to add in agriculture as well as building product side during FY23?
As I had explained last one of the calls, I don't remember, we had added almost about 90 plus dealers in last quarter.
Okay. And what are our plans to add more dealers within current year, FY23?
We will consolidate this dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Once they stabilize, then we will move forward. We have certain plans, but yes, we must consolidate our dealership first and then expand further.
Okay, sir. Thanks for the show.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, with regards to the industrial segment, how is the scenario over there and any pickup over there, any new orders being done or any change on that segment side?
Again, can you repeat this one? Not very clear. Please repeat the question.
Sir, with regards to our industrial segment side,
right?
Are we seeing some changes over there? How do we look at that segment? Is there any change happening for better over there?
Certainly, as far as water projects are concerned, we are seeing significant amount of demand coming in, and probably the government priorities are also helping EPC contractors to realize their payment and settle down with the changes in terms of some commercial conditions they have with the government. So we are hopeful that water segment will do better. But as far as telecom is concerned, we are not very, looking any immediate major changes in terms of demand pattern.
So given the scenario for the full year, do we expect some growth on that segment?
If we look at today, we certainly see a good possibility of growth. But how far we will like to realize it will all depend on the payment cycles as we really see happening. We will make a little start. We will see if payments and money flow is as per the plan. We will keep doing it and increasing our business there in that.
Sure. And for any specific other expenses have gone up, so any specific reasons for the same or?
Which other expenses in the, I'll have to check and I'll come back to you. I'm not having the data straight away.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then press star and one on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Rupesh Tatia with IntelSense Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I know we're going through tough time, but in FY23, can we see some ATL spend on sales and marketing?
Increase in sales and marketing? Am I right? That is what you want to know?
We have talked about doing BTL activities in the past, so can we see some about ATL branding activities, sales and marketing branding?
Yes, we are starting little ATL along with BTL, but it will be in a very controlled fashion that we are starting. We are not going very aggressive, but yes, we have started looking at ATL along with BTL.
Okay. And sir, this fire, what kind of inventory loss we had, this 18 crore of loss, can you roughly break it down?
Inventory loss will be about 18-19 crores. Exact number is difficult to give you, but it is in between this range.
Okay, so all of the loss is inventory loss?
Yeah, all is inventory loss and marginal. Little assets have been like some electrical systems and some payment systems and some other things have been also lost in the process. But it's a very insignificant minor loss as compared to the other loss, and we have been able to restore that by now.
Okay. And then sir, we've seen a predictions of, you know, normal monsoon, reservoir levels are fine in Madhya Pradesh, which is our key market. So through FY23, I know we're expecting a good demand, but can it really happen?
You see, the question is that we all were very hopeful and looking forward to a robust Q1. For us, it was a little unfortunate because of fire, but the industry as a whole has seen a little decline in overall demand, less than the anticipated demand what they had thought of. So that way, Q1 financial year 22-23 for industry has been little difficult one overall.
And has there been any downtrading with these kind of PVC prices, and do you see that normalizing with now decline in PVC prices? Because we are, I mean, our brand is premium in our home market, so.
Right. No, prices have come down in last 1.5 months. There's been a reduction in PVC prices across Southeast Asia and India. So prices have come down. More importantly, because of the China lockdown, it had a huge impact in terms of what we have seen, because China makes a major impact on commodity prices.
So do you see up-trading now, sir? Was there down-trading, and is it going to stop now?
If you look at petroleum is still very high, and it's all cost push, which should immediately reflect in the polymer prices. But if China opens up, market returns, things will change again.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dhvanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. From our commentary, so we did around 545 crore top line in FY22 and with building products of around 50 crores, and we have a plan to do 150 crore this year. So are we kind of seeing at least 680-700 crore kind of a top line this year? Is it doable given what all is the situation on the ground and our challenges?
You see, what we had projected was certainly this. We have lost 1 month of important month, but still we are hopeful that if suppose market behaves as it is anticipated, there is every good reason for us to achieve those numbers.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Friends, I must thank you. These were little challenging times for us, and your support has been of enormous importance and care, which we value and which we respect. I can only assure you we are making every good effort to ensure that this setback we faced in April is overcome, and we are back on our wheels as quickly as we could, and we do go ahead with full might and determination to achieve whatever best we can for your company. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Markets Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.